CliffCentral.com. The Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com.
And it's Johannesburg morning when the sun is shining, and it's great. And you know, people in summertime speak about Johannesburg. And what do they say about Johannesburg? They go, it's no place to be. The sun's in Cape Town. The humidity and that warmth is in Durban. NASA's got the lagoon. But in winter, hello, Joburg. It sounds completely and utterly ridiculous. We have the strangest weather in Johannesburg, but generally it's really good. And on that note, I think a lot of thought and prayer has to go out to the people of NASA, where the winds are blowing and the fire is burning, and in Cape Town, where the storm has finally arrived. And I guess, you know, it's winter. It's not the perfect land on earth, but it's what it is. On that note, welcome to CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous. I'm still not thin. Eternally, spiritually, getting to be richer. But absolutely and always fabulous. And my very special guest in studio is Dawn Lindberg. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, what an incredible week we've been going through. First and foremost, you look at the Naledi Awards, you look at what the country's going through. But most importantly, what I think about is the talent that we see in South Africa, the joy that theatre brings, that entertainment brings in general. And that is what the show is about. This is what we do, Dawn.
Yes.
Every Thursday, you know, we bring people together to say, wow, let's appreciate the sun is shining, the voices are singing, things are fabulous, and most importantly, South Africa is great. And I think that's what we do. And that's what you do.
Well, the Naledi Awards has just become so special to me, and I'm so passionate about it. And the reason is because every year the audience response just gets so much bigger and warmer. The support of our industry for each other is really warms my heart and brings tears to my eyes, as it does to all the winners. I mean, it was amazing that as each person got onto the stage to get their trophy, you know, and they thanked their peers, you know, they all had tears in their eyes, and it was so moving. It means a lot to them to be recognized, because South African theatre is not recognized other than for the Naledi Awards and in Cape Town, the Floater Caps, but that is for Cape Town. We really embrace the entire country and the entire industry. And we had 31 awards on Monday, and 4 special awards, which we'll talk about later. And each year it just seems to get better and better. The entertainment is better. The theatre itself, the plays, the musicals, the performances, it's world class.
I want to do a comparison year on year, because I like to be fair.
Yes.
Last year we saw Ladysmith, Black Mombasa.
Yes.
We saw the likes of course, Sumizi on stage. We saw beautiful performances, the Johannesburg Youth Orchestra.
A 50-piece orchestra on that stage, yes.
Last year.
Yes.
Okay. 2016. This year, completely different again.
Well, that's my challenge, you see, Alan.
It's how do you make it more interesting?
And completely different. So, you know, last year I thought, oh, my God, I'm not going to be able
to. How do you
up it? I'm not going to up that. Exactly. You know, a 50-piece orchestra on the stage, you know, and Sumizi with pink hair. And, you know, so and Ladysmith Black Mombasa, who we brought up from KZN, and they just were so wonderful. So I was like in agony after. I thought, oh, now what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And so I decided to just go completely the other direction and make it emotional. But a clean kind of simple show, in that we had a pianist, we had Kevin Clark, and who's now currently MDing Priscilla, and we had the band of Sarafina for the big finale.
Well, that,
live.
Now, interesting. KwaZulu-Natal and Durban popped in.
Yeah.
Again.
Yes.
So Ladysmith, and now the whole cast of Sarafina on stage.
Yeah.
And it sounds weird, but I'm like, where's Whoopi? But it was spectacular.
You know, and that happened at the last minute, because, you know, we didn't have budget. We never have budget. We'll talk about that another time.
Yeah.
We just struggle every year, and I don't know why. Because Naledi is so important, and it needs funding, and we just struggle every year. So that's the heartbreaking side. But I got this idea in my head as soon as I saw Sarafina. Mm. I thought, I have to have something from Sarafina, because that energy and that youth, mm. and you know, it's an iconic production. So then I started off by phoning, speaking to their manager, and she said, well, you know, they've all gone back to Durban. They live there. So I said,
no,
I can't do it, because I can't afford to bring them up. I can't afford airfares or buses or anything. So I said, are there any in Johannesburg? She said, yes, we've got about 10. So I said, okay, I'll have those. I said, I'll just have the Joburg ones. So then the word got around the Sarafina cast like wildfire, like the knives of fires. And suddenly they all said, we want to come. We're all coming. We'll bring ourselves up. You know, I paid everybody, but, you know, just the fee I was going to pay them. I said, I can't pay your transport. And they said, no, it's fine. And we've got friends to stay with. The whole lot came, and they were magic. They were an absolute delight to work with.
Well, besides that, I mean, Tumi Morake, Ellen Committee.
Yes.
You won't see this on television, but Mark Banks always does
the warm-up.
The settle of the audience, which makes you feel more ridiculous.
Settle.
He unsettles.
Yes. He brings up the vibe, which is amazing. I mean, everybody loves him.
You've got the most phenomenal presenters. People like, I mean, if you just go Jessica Nkosi, of course, people from
Pearl Tusi. I didn't even know she was in the country. And her agent said, would you like Pearl?
Robert Morao was with her. I mean, yes. Zach Henricks, Zwaibala. I mean, just Mara Lowe.
Yes.
I mean, Mara Lowe was spectacular.
Well, you know, she's yeah. We saw her at her book launch in Soweto, you see, and she had the Kings of Harmony voices with her, a wonderful male choir, and I suddenly thought, that's it. I need them for my in memoriam, you see, to honour those who've passed. And then I said to Mara, you know, you now have got this book, and it's running up the bestseller lists. It's me, Mara. I said, we can really promote you and your book. Come and present, and I want you to sing with the Kings of Harmony. So, yeah, absolutely, Dawnie, she said, I would love to, because, you know, I've known her for many 100 years, and since she was a young lady, and she was great, wasn't she? They were all the entertainment, all the presenters, and of course the winners were. I love our industry, Alan.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah.
I was saying to someone yesterday in a conversation, the days have gone, in particular in terms of broadcast, where we have Barry Ronger and Jenny Chris Williams.
Yeah.
And these people that really stood for the industry, that created platforms for people to come and speak and perform and discuss what they do. There's very little. And why is that?
Well, this is a conundrum. I just do not understand it, because
it's confusing.
The entertainment industry is a multi-billion rand industry. And we have more theatre in our country. You know, if you look at the judges, we had to go and see over 100 productions. Well, in London, Broadway, they don't have that many productions. And we go from the big musicals down to the little one-person shows and the non-budgets and the ones that are in pop-up theatres, La Soweto, Alexandra, all over the place. And, you know, and there they are. And yet, what recognition does the media really give us? They don't. They really don't. We don't have the Rayford Daniels and the Percy Banerjee's anymore. And we don't even have the Pages. And I think they're making a major mistake, because I think that there is a huge interest in the entertainment industry, and in particular theatre. And that's why I started the Naledi's.
Well, it's been 13 years, but I want to add to what you've just said, because you understand the spill of theatre and entertainment moves into soap opera, into television, into presenting, into performing, into comedy, into music, into LPs, and all that stuff kind of comes together. If you've never been on a stage, no one gets it, but you can't do it.
That's the entire point.
That's
what it is. Everybody needs the basic techniques, the training. People think because they've been in a soap, they're suddenly stars, they're suddenly actors.
No.
They're
not. Or a reality show, rubbish.
No, a reality show, no, absolutely.
I rubbished it. Rubbish, absolutely.
But, you know, Tumi Morake was very funny, and she made a couple of very pertinent comments, which we're going to try and keep in when we do the edit, you know, because obviously we've got to edit it down for television.
Which is phenomenal. phenomenal.
Which is phenomenal.
Because we'll be on KNET, Mzansi and Mnet across the board.
Fantastic. We're so happy to have them as media partners.
And I'm very proud to see that they stand there. You had the CEO of Mnet. You had Karen Madden from KNET.
Yes.
You had the team, the marketing people.
Yes.
Dawn, it's a big thing.
It's taken me many, many years.
And there's a reason I said, and I'm interrupting you, please forgive me.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, shoe on you, the SABC that never arrived half the time, and they strung you along. And I know, because you sat there for years.
Yeah.
Al, can you get me in? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
At least know. Mnet and electronic media across the board.
Yeah.
Thank you for at least attempting.
Well, Yolisa Pachlia, I must, and Karen, I must really commend both of them, because Yolisa was our top presenter. You know, she did the World Impact Award to Johnny Clegg, you know, our best, most loved icon in South African music and theatre. And she just wrote to me the next day, and she said, you know, it was the most amazing evening. She's like, I just want to thank you and congratulate you. And she was so proud to be part of it.
It's so good to get the support.
Yeah, yeah. So long may that continue. But what I wanted to say about Tumi, she can, you know, when the actors were performing with emotion, like Earl Gregory singing "Close Every Door to Me," and you could see that he felt it deeply. And in fact, all the performers, from little 12-year-old Lilla Fleischman from Annie, all of them performed from their absolute hearts and their guts. And the winners, when they make their speeches, you can feel, you know, the emotion. And she said, you know, I'm on television, you know, and I'm in the soaps, and I do MC. She said, I don't go that deep. She said, it's amazing to watch. I just don't do deep. She was really saying, I wish I could.
Well, it shows you that the ladies hold a lot of impact. And to both to the Fluida Cups and yourselves.
Yeah.
Because it's incredible to at least say thumbs up to the industry. I think it's a good thing.
You know, the other thing I'm really proud of, Alan, is how I've watched, because obviously I started it 13 years ago, I've watched the natural, not forced, natural transformation of South African theatre, and, you know, through the eyes of the Naledi, because Naledi holds a mirror up to the industry, and what's on our stages reflects what's happening socially and politically in our country. And I've watched Naledi change from a kind of, like, you know, elitist, bit, you know, a bit too white and so on, and it's changed now, and we have this vital, energetic, amazing, creative, new black talent, and we are reflecting that, and we are recognizing it, and we are applauding it, and it just makes me even prouder.
Well, you know, we're going to touch on obviously the storm that hit the Cape, but hell, I mean, if anybody needs publicity, Paul Slabolepsky, suddenly the storm is opening. Tomorrow night in Cape Town. We've got to get him back on the line because we had him there for a second.
Oh, well, yes. And we can put him on as soon as he comes on the line. No. But then we won't get him off. Did you see?
He jumped on that stage,
knocked Pearl Tully over, Tusi over, because he had forgotten to thank his director, Bobby Heaney. I mean, his energy is explosive. And to think that suddenly the storm, with a storm created electronically and with lighting,
exactly,
is now being mirrored a hundredfold outside their windows. I mean, that storm is terrifying. That's the Sea Point prom that we were watching, where I go for walks.
It is terrifying when it was an incredible scene.
Sure.
I mean, Daphne blew the whole square away in that moment.
Yes.
But again, it shows you a South African script, a South African production. And I was quite impressed by a couple, if I may, because I saw them getting recognized. Tao. Incredible.
Did you
production.
See Tao?
Did you see it?
Now, you see, that was actually for me, that and Scorched were the productions of the year, because Tao was so controversial, dealing with very, very controversial and secret circumcision. The initiation ceremonies, circumcision, and in fact, male homosexuality. All
very
these issues would never have been dealt with before.
I mean,
Tao. The energy, what came out,
sure.
And they were young actors. And the way it was put together, by the director, it was a brilliant, it needs to go all over the world. In fact, we took two Americans, and they said they want to speak to Brooklyn Academy in New York, and they said that this production of Tao, we don't care that we don't understand the language, it has to go to New York.
And then, okay, then so suddenly the storm, again, incredible,
yes.
Incredible work.
Wonderful.
And then
wonderful writing,
Ilse Klink. And it was interesting because I saw the production in Cape Town.
Yeah.
And the Fiestas acknowledged it, but scorched another incredible piece.
A difficult, difficult piece. And Jade Bowers was the winner of our Young Standard Bank winner for theatre. And she just burst into tears in my arms because I was standing in the wings when she came off the stage.
Yeah,
and,
she was so
thrilled. And Ilse Klink, I mean, really, that is a difficult performance. That
sure.
is, it was a part where she had to play an abused woman who became a terrorist herself, who, you know,
it was slightly schizophrenic, actually.
It was so complex. She said she had to go to counseling after the run.
Paul Slablewski's on the line.
Is he on the line? Oh boy. Hi, Paul.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, how are you, my darling?
Paul's very well, thanks. Windy, wet Cape Town.
Suddenly the storm, and Paul is opening tomorrow night in Cape Town with Suddenly the Storm. Paul, these awards are not just about being acknowledged, it's about theatre in general, and it's great to see you back on stage.
Yeah, no, it's great to be there, I tell you.
Well, we can't get you off once you're on. Your energy is so huge, Paul. It's explosive, and your joy on the stage at the Naledi's was so tangible. I think everyone's talking about you knocking over poor old Pearl.
Yeah, I didn't mean to knock over. I just forgot Bobby, so I had to.
Yeah, of course. How can you forget Bobby?
Of course, darling. And only you could do that.
But, Paul, it's been a long time since you've hit the stage and you've created this impact. Besides the physical impact of the entire stage shaking and almost broke. But, I mean, how does it feel coming back and having this response to Suddenly the Storm?
No, it's really wonderful. And, you know, the timing was perfect in that, you know, the Naledi's came out on Monday and we've just opened. We had our first preview in Cape Town last night. A standing ovation, really fantastic.
Really? Oh, wonderful. Congratulations.
And you know, the great thing was, we're in the middle of this incredible storm and the people still came out and to see the show, which is really fantastic.
Yes, yes. I was worried about that, how it would affect audiences, you know, because South Africans are notorious, you know, for hiding in their little caves and their shells.
Yes,
not like in
rain.
Europe. You know, Europe is used to the rain and the sleet and the snow, but we are not. We want our sunshine or we are not going
out. Right. Yeah,
and they came, huh? That's wonderful.
They came. Yeah, great.
Paul, are you... What more should we do for South African theatre, in your opinion,
to
promote it?
Oh, no, look, we really need to promote this theatre, you know, find the sports events and, you know, also like the, you know, the big musicals and big comedy things. They're all a lot of publicity for that. But, you know, there is nothing like good theatre. You know, this is the amazing thing. You know, I've played in Sweden, Germany, I've played all over the world. And, you know, the theatre is really taken seriously there. You find, you know, thousands of people and thousands going to theatre. And it's also well publicised. And in South Africa, we kind of keep it as like a dark secret among or the public. You know, there's such a lot of money poured into sport and stuff like that. And you can see world-class theatre.
Yes.
In South Africa, you know.
Yes, you're right, Paul, and that's why we started the Naledi Awards, is to raise the profile. But yes. I was saying to Alan before you came on the line, to sustain it and to get enough funding so that we can actually, you know, just run an office and do what we have to do and then put on this production, which is a very spectacular, and it is a very expensive production because we wanted to go on television, and finally we've got Mnet and Cake Nets and Mzansi Magic.
Wonderful.
Which is great, but how do we pay for it?
You know, I don't know. You know, there was when we played in Sandton November last year, there was an American guest, a few American guests came along, and they said, you know, this is Broadway. This is like
off Broadway.
They couldn't believe they were paying a pittance, this tiny amount of money to see a show they could see on Broadway, which is incredible for us.
Yeah, no,
and, that's what we need to really trumpet, you know. People are going on about big musicals and things like that.
Yes.
But, you know, our theatre, it can stand up anywhere in the world.
You know, Suddenly the Storm, do you have any plans? Do you have legs? Does it have
legs? In fact, we are. We're planning at the moment to go to Australia, Toronto, England. There's a whole plan to get things moving. I mean, I'd love to take this to Australia and make the ex-South Africans weep and cry and gnash their teeth about missing this country, you know.
Paul, ultimately, you know what? It's great to see a production. You come back to stage and to see that the audience went crazy. Yeah. Which is a great sign, number one. Number two is that they were rooting for you. And it takes you through the years that you've been in this business, which is close on 40 years. And you've seen the magic. And it's you and Bobby together. Yeah. What a magical production. I wish you the best of success in Cape Town. And I mean this. Suddenly the storm. And I think you brought it to Cape Town.
I think Paul Slab could do that.
Paul Slab brought the whole thing to Cape Town.
Also, no, well, Al.
We've told Cape Town, I mean, it's a joke. Everyone's going around thinking we've brought this big storm, which is wonderful, you know.
See, but Paul, you need to actually use this in promotion and marketing.
But it
you
is.
Need, you need to be like, guys, check what we do in theatre.
You know, we broke the drought in Joburg. You know, when we opened at Sandton, the Vaal was 20% full. When we closed, it was 100% full.
God bless Cape Town.
If that doesn't get you government funding, I don't know what will.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll talk to the Minister of Water. But Paul, well done. Congratulations again.
Thanks.
What a
Thank
great
you.
Production. And again, it's nice to see magical South African work written by South Africans.
That's what we look for. That is what the Naledis are really, really looking for, Alan, which is new work, new innovative work that's telling our stories. And what we loved about Suddenly the Storm was that I know it was a complex story and it dealt, peripherally with rhino poaching even. Mm. But that's what we want. We want to see what's happening post-apartheid and how it affects marriages, relationships, and what is going on, you know, under the carpet. Mm. And Paul, he's always got his finger on the pulse. That's what he's got.
Now, welcome, Nathan Rowe.
Hello, Alan. Sorry, I just kind of, popped up there.
I see
traffic has been
guitar.
Bad. Traffic has been bad. Now, hold on.
It's not even raining.
But we, you know, Dawn, we're on a winter plick at the moment.
Yes.
Yeah, it ain't the best time in the world. So, you know, I always think good music is mm-hmm. quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the blues, the winter
Ooh.
Blues are
oh,
here.
Wow.
So last week we did a song, and I suggest that Nathan should strum us something. What do you think?
Absolutely. Is it your own song, or is it typical blues?
No, besides
I don't
just
really
winning
like
all
blues.
Those.
You don't like blues?
No, he doesn't write it.
I like
it.
I like
he writes
it.
A lot.
Yes.
But
yeah.
So Dawn, this is just for the Cape. And
oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the tourists
who
are there for their sunny holiday.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only blues when she's away. I bet all the people in Cape Town are hoping Paul Slabiletsky stays away. And I know.
Well, you can do a lot more I knows than I know.
I know.
I know, yes, I know. And I don't leave your thing alone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day.
Go, Dawn.
Yeah.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Yo, that was, see,
that's for the winter blues.
Cool. That was wonderful.
But lots of other things.
Now, my son Adam is living in Cape Town, so he sent us pictures. He was posting pictures from the window of his apartment. He lives sort of near Parliament, and how the storm, you could just see the swirling like of a tornado.
Wow.
And I just said, stay indoors, my boy, stay indoors.
Now, we don't get those kind of views in South Africa often. I mean, we see it on the news, that the high-pressure system rolling in, but you can't actually take photos of it like they have been.
You know, Alan was saying right at the beginning of the show that, you know, Joburg, everyone says, oh no, Joburg doesn't have... Joburg has the best weather, possibly
really
one
good.
Of the best weather in the whole world. Mm. Because in summer when it's hot, we've got the rain, so it cools us down and the gardens stay lovely and fresh. And then in winter, it's dry, but the sun shines.
Yeah.
We are blessed. No, we really are.
There's nothing worse than being cold and wet.
Yes.
On the line, we have Neil Clarsons. Now, let me just tell you, besides the most phenomenal performance as Daddy Warbucks in Annie, who won the production of the year, mm-hmm. musical review. Mm-hmm. He didn't win that particular
category.
That category, but he went on to win the best director for a musical review in one of the most phenomenal Afrikaans musicals called Altijd in My Drama. On the line, we have got Neil Carstens. Neil, how are you doing?
Niels.
Hi, Alan. Niels. Good and you?
Hi, Niels. How are you, darling?
Hello, Dawn. I'm very well, thank you.
I must tell you...
All the better for winning an award.
For the listeners out there, Niels Claassen has got the best smile, even better than Alan Ford, who really has got one of the best smiles I've ever seen.
Dawn, you love me.
But, yeah, I do love you. But
you also
Niels,
now turned it into a big competition, and you're going to have to smile off. Yeah, never fully dressed without it.
It's true. It's true. So Niels can do anything in English, Afrikaans. He sings, he dances, he's amazing.
Niels, it's incredible because it's like a double hander here. Number one, you're up for director for Altijd in My Drama, and yet you're here for a phenomenal performance in Annie. Mm-hmm. Besides being conflicting interests in some respects, well, it's all performance, but both phenomenal productions. And what was it like to be a part of two exceptional productions in 2016?
To be honest, I was actually part of three phenomenal productions because we were also nominated for Best Ensemble in I Love Your Perfect Now Change.
Oh, last year, that was absolutely delightful.
Yes. So last year was just the most incredible theatre year for me. I often don't do theatre based on a variety of other things I do. And as fate would have it, I did not only my own production, but two other brilliant ones. And it was the best theatrical year of my life. It really was.
Well, and very memorable for us as the judges, because, Niels, I tell you what really charmed the judges was that you were different in every role. You didn't come on and then we should say, okay, there's Niels. No, you came on and you were Daddy Warbucks, and there you were with a bald head, but you had your gorgeous smile, and you were so warm to all three Annies, because I saw them all. And then in Altijd in My Drama, you know, which is a wacky, you know, relatively small budget little production, and that you put together, you know, in a really innovative way, but Afrikaans. And then, of course, I Love You, You're Perfect Now Change. You were this daddy and this young, and the man, the husband, and so on. I didn't recognize you. My judges actually had to say to me, that was Niels.
Wow. That's a great compliment.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Because, you know, the one thing I can't bear about a lot of Hollywood movies is that, you know, you see the big stars come on, you say, oh, there they go, that's Brad Pitt, or, you know, that's
whatever. Well, Al Pacino is Al Pacino, generally. I mean, you see,
yes.
And Leonardo DiCaprio just cries at everything. So, I mean, same thing.
I know, Leonardo, you can't say a word against for me.
But it was quite weird because when you went up and you collected your award, I thought, wow, interesting, who's this chap? And I was like, oh, that's Daddy Warbucks.
Yeah.
And Niels, an incredible performance in both. Here's the question.
Yes.
You come from Afrikaans background. You're doing an American phenomenal performance as a billionaire. Mm. You're going back being whacking Altijd in My Drama. And then, mostly, how do you transcend between different languages, and especially different types of theatre?
Look, I think on the language thing, I'm lucky to have, basically, as a very small child, I listened to, and they'll forgive me for this, but I listened to my parents, and I made a decision that I would never sound like that when I speak English. I couldn't bear their bad English accent. So that's where the language transformation came. But, you know, I really do. I'm an artist.
Yes.
I live and breathe for what I do for a living. And I was lucky enough to diversify very early in my career. Well, actually from varsity days. Mm-hmm. Because I just can't choose between any of the disciplines. I love all of it equally, you know. And this literally includes
singing and directing and dancing. And have we lost him?
Are you there, Niels? I think we might have lost him.
I think we might have lost him.
I wanted to actually ask him one question that I thought intriguing: is that does he want to direct or perform? I mean, where would where would you?
But I think I know him well enough to know that he'll say he loves them all. Like I direct and I've acted and I've sung and I've danced. And I think if a great show comes along that you want, that you're offered to direct it, you'll direct it. And if there's a play to act, and that's, I think he is so diversified and so skilled in every discipline.
Phenomenal. Niels Claassen, thank you for joining us from Annie. And of course, the winner of Best Director for a Musical Review, which is from Altijd in My Drome, which is divine. Absolutely divine. Again, coming back to the ladies, isn't it incredible to see people cross-pollinate?
Absolutely. We really love that. But as I was saying earlier, personally, I love to see the new South African work, and I love to see the work that's coming on at the Market Theatre. I know I don't want to pick out one theatre against another because they're all doing amazing work, but they're doing mostly localised work and a lot of black theatre, and I'm just mesmerised and, you know, awestruck by the brilliance of our black actors, not all of whom have had the opportunities that white actors have had. And so I just love that. I love the new directors, I love the new writers, and of course, then there's Aubrey Sakabi at the State Theatre, who's young himself, and yet he's so creative. He's so amazing, and he put on, remember, Marikana the Musical, which cleaned up 2 years ago.
2 years ago,
and he's an amazing talent too.
A quick question to you, Dawn. I mean, if you look back at the Naledis over 13 years, are you seeing the South African theatre grow?
Without a doubt, Alan, every single year it seems to get better. The list of nominees, you know, some people, I don't know if they're really criticizing us, but they comment. They say, oh, you have so many nominees in each category, because, you know, in each category we have like six, sometimes seven names. And they say, why so many? And we say, because of the standard. We only put people on that nominations list if they are excellent. And they are, to me, that's when they are nominated, to me, they've won. They are winners. They are excellent. They've been recognized for their excellence. And then it's really just, whoever gets the most votes is the winner. But to me, they're all amazing. So has it grown? Phenomenally. Phenomenally. Afrikaans theatre is alive and well, by the way. They mostly thrive at the Afrikaans festivals,
which is divine.
But they're small, so they only have like two to four performances. And one of our rules, our criteria for being eligible for a Naledi is 10 performances minimum. And so now we've decided to add that 10 collectively. So if they do, two or four, and then they do, nine, six, nine or whatever, then we add those performances so that it equals a minimum of 10.
Well, the Fiestas are doing it. CakeNet is obviously acknowledging to a huge impact.
Yes.
Niels, you're back.
Dawn.
You're there. Thanks, Niels.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, I don't know what happened there.
I put you guys on hold. I'm so incredibly sorry.
I know. I thought that was quite
sometimes
odd.
When you're a writer, director, actor, you need to take other calls.
You put us on hold, Niels.
No, it was an absolute accident.
Oh, Niels.
Charlie.
I basically muted you guys.
Niels,
I couldn't understand what was going on.
The question is,
yes.
Director... Yes. Actor, producer, which role ultimately would you like to play?
You see, if I didn't put you guys on hold, you would have heard the most incredible, eloquent answer previously.
Now we're just going to hear a tribute to that.
Well, I answered it as well. I said you just do whatever came along and you love them all.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what I said. I was lucky enough to diversify quickly in my career. And it was not born from necessity. It was born from the fact that I love what I do. You know, I all facets of it. I cannot choose one single one. If I do too much television, I want to go back to the theater. If I act too much in a theater, I want to direct something. You know.
Yes. And that's what all the top actors say. They, especially the television ones, they all say we absolutely long to put our feet on that stage and to hear the immediacy of the audience. And I love that, I must say, Des and I, as live performers.
Congratulations, superb, sir! Congratulations on the award. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan.
The wonderful Niels Claassen.
Yes.
Altered in My Drama. And it goes on.
And a really, really nice guy.
Excellent.
I just put him on hold.
No, we're not. Exactly. Yeah. You put us on hold, we put you on hold. Yeah. How you doing? Again, good to have good support. It's lovely to see pop art, the Explain that to me.
Yeah.
That's a new, well, it's an award you had last year.
Yeah. Now, we've started this, we've got four special awards. Mm. Okay. They're all relatively new except the Lifetime. So we started last year the Lesedi Spirit of Courage. I'll start there. That's for somebody who's undergone enormous trauma or disadvantage or whatever. That means they, anything could have happened to them to make them have to struggle. And yet they've transcended that disadvantage or that trauma and they've come out. So last year we gave the award to Gaynor Young, who, as almost everybody knows, fell 5 floors. You know, when I think of my accident that I've just had where I fell like 3 meters and I broke my clavicle and my head and my ribs, she fell 5 floors at the State Theatre. And, you know, people didn't think she would live, and she did. And we gave her this award last year, and she got a standing ovation, and she was just wonderful. She writes to me regularly and just says it was better than winning an Oscar. Wow. And then this year we gave it to an incredibly talented Afrikaans actor, Eric Holm, who had a freak diving accident, and he dived into a shallow pool and he broke his neck. Wow. And he's now a paraplegic, so he's confined to a wheelchair. But has this stopped him? No, he's playing in Africa, in soaps, and he's written and directed movies, and he's rushing around
and the comedy also,
and he's starting stand up and in a way he reminds me of Joost, because you know they were both, Joost was a top athlete, and Eric was a top physical kind of guy, and then this terrible things happened to both of them, and they were confined to wheelchairs, and they were both such beautiful men, and it is tragic to see what has happened to them, and yet both of them transcended their afflictions and made a great contribution. So that was that, and then gesticulating. Do you want me to talk even faster? I talk very fast.
No.
But then we got to, you asked about the Executive Director's Award. That's essentially my award, which is given to a company or an individual who has kind of pushed the envelope and is doing innovative, cutting edge work that, even with small budgets. So, it wouldn't be like big musicals or anything like that. It's just people who have really made a contribution through their vision and their passion. And, this year we gave it to pop art, because what's happening more and more in South African theatre is that these small theatres are popping up, all over the place. As I said, like in Tembisa and in Alexander and in Soweto. And this is now Maboneng, which, as you know, is being reclaimed. And it used to be a most terrible, dangerous, filthy slum. And now it's got these trendy restaurants and these, boutiques and these two girls.
I believe
girls.
I had tea there at the Yaswara Tea Room the other day.
Yes.
Very fancy.
Yes. And so these two girls, Hayley and Orly, have started this theatre, Pop Art. And they are putting on, really cutting edge, edgy, daring stuff, that goes from nudity and whatever it is, everything that has been taboo up to now, they are doing. But not in a cheap way, in an extremely creative way that makes you think. A stunning work, and all on low budgets, all of it,
and so incredible that
they got
you
that
were
award.
Able. it was a blessing, because I could see their faces.
Yes,
when South African Airways said, "We're going to give you 2 tickets to go off to either London or New York to go and live more of the experience of what you
theatre.
Do, and not only to watch, I would imagine, but to maybe show."
Of course. Now, you see, SAA came last year for the first time because one of our judges works on SAA, Gregory Goss, and he brought the top marketing people from SAA, and they were so knocked over. They said, why don't we know about this? You see, once again, why don't they know about it? South African Theatre. They said, no, we want to give this prize next year. And so we decided, we sat with the board and we discussed, all the possible winners and recipients of this award, and we thought, no, let it go to these two girls, because they will go off Broadway. They're going to New York, by the way. They they'll run around to all the small theatres and they'll see what's new, what's edgy, and how it is marketed, to answer your question. And they're so excited. I just thought they were going to fall over and jump up and down. Can you imagine if we've actually given it to Paul Slab? But I'm glad we've given it to Pop Art.
And then the World Impact Award, and this is where you can Let's see how talented he is. Because this is now all impromptu.
Oh.
Johnny Clegg.
I love this.
Well, his birthday, firstly, was yesterday.
Who's
Johnny?
Oh.
64.
64.
Born the 7th of June.
Oh, my gosh. I should have phoned him.
And his and the interesting thing is that Johnny's dealing with a well, listen, Johnny ain't...
He's not as well as we know him to be.
Johnny, if you're going to put a wish and a prayer out there for people that are not so well, he is not great at the moment. He is dealing with an ailment, as one does in life, and we wish him well.
He's about to go on his last world tour, and with his usual energy, you know, and dedication and passion. And I almost wish he wasn't, but because, you know, how can he better what he's done already? Well, he is a world icon. He is our white Zulu.
And he's and the awards are Grammy award winning. I mean,
yes.
And you have him there.
Yes.
In grace and glory, it's brilliant.
Yes.
Have you got something from Johnny Clegg?
I could give it a bash. I doubt I can sing.
Well,
I
mean, just try.
It's still before 10 o'clock.
Well, it doesn't matter. Nathan Rowe, here we go. Don't worry, Dora, I will help you.
The world is full of strange behavior.
Oh, wait, that's wrong.
Every man has to be his own savior. I know I can make it on my own if I try, but I'm searching for a great heart to stand me by beneath the African sky. A great heart to stand me by.
I'm searching for a slender of the great heart. I'm
searching for the spirit of a great heart to hold.
African sky, that's right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel that you really know.
A penny was
and Johnny has the greatest heart, one of the greatest hearts that I know. We've known him for 40 years. And
incredible.
He did his first performance in our soiree hall in Houghton.
Have you ever been to Dawn soirees? You don't do them anymore. But
we don't.
That was my first.
Because we moved.
That's how I met you.
Yes, that's right.
One of the first introductions 15 years ago,
yeah.
I was invited to Des and Dawn soirees. Divine.
And when Johnny was on stage on Monday and he said he wants to thank his mom for having him. Yeah. You know, it was his mom who introduced us to Johnny, because she was working at Gallo at the time. And so we knew her, Muriel Pinar. And she introduced us to Johnny and said, please, will you give him a soiree? And oh my goodness, I remember that first soiree where Johnny brought his impi and they hit
crazy.
In the driveway, you
crazy.
Know, under the palm trees and all the, you know, the neighbors, you know, the Houghton neighbors from Upper Houghton, they were phoning the police and saying, it's like the impi have arrived. He's wonderful. He's just wonderful.
The awards are incredible, but it's so wonderful to see Johnny walk up on that stage isn't that crazy? 40 odd years ago, there he is in your Houghton Hall with Des and Dawn with his mom Muriel Pinar asking for.
You know that Johnny Clegg's mom auditioned to be in my dad's band in the late 70s.
She was a great singer, Muriel.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a jazz singer.
Yeah.
I know, the circles, the wheels go round and round,
don't they,
Alan?
Well, South Africa's small, actually, and we need each other in the industry.
We need each other. We need to support each other, and that's what I saw on Monday night. I saw the generosity of spirit that our industry has. And then finally, the Lifetime Achievement Award, for the first time, went to a backstage worker, Hakius Mokopakazi. And he's worked at the Market Theatre for 30 years and the State Theatre and every theatre. A backstage worker. And he didn't even know about the awards until, you know, I phoned him and said, listen, you've got to come to the Naledi's because, you know, we want to give you an award. And he just was over the moon. And then he got 2 standing ovations,
but
because
not,
he ran onto the stage early.
But everybody wants him for sound, lighting, in case something happens around him.
Yeah.
And that's for 45 years in the business.
Amazing.
Yeah. So he was nominated by quite a few people, and we just decided maybe next year we'll even have a special category for behind-the-scenes stars.
Well, I want to talk about this for a second. I'm going to slightly move off from the Lady Awards, but I also want to congratulate him because he's on the line. Anton
Lerch.
Anton Lerch is on the line.
Uh-huh.
And I want to tell you, I had the pleasure, Dawn, of going backstage to Priscilla Queen of the Desert yesterday. It's insane.
I know it's insane.
It's literally. Actually, at moments in time, I said, please, these people mustn't look at you looking at them naked because they're all in. But I'm happy to say I did. Debbie Does Dallas the musical, which, by the way, please note, and Dawn can have this under. Was never nominated, should never be nominated.
And
must never ever be looked at, ever. A disaster.
It's not your best.
No, one shouldn't. But nudity generally, so I've seen nudity on stage.
Yes.
But an incredible thing to see what happens behind the scenes.
Mm.
And you take someone like Anton, who has also been the understudy for Daddy Warbucks, or directed so many
shows. He also took over the Jonathan Rocksmith role in Joseph and played the Elvis part. And he was wonderful. I mean, Anton Loating is one of those multi-talented people. But he's an organizer, so that's why Peter Turin is so clever and makes him the resident director of all his big shows.
What's more interesting is that it's incredible to see what happens behind the scenes. And I want to bring this up because we... Again, Lifetime Achievement Award was a person that was given the award behind the scenes. But I went backstage and I saw wig, not only makers, but wig dresses.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know what you call them. But
yes, that's
wig
what they
dresses
are.
And
wig dresses.
And costume dresses.
And there are more people
behind the scenes than on stage.
And there were a lot of people on stage.
And that's insane. And so I think it's incredible. Is Anton on the line? Anton,
how are you?
How are you, sir?
Hi, good morning, Anton.
He's like Beetlejuice, you have to say his name three times.
Anton, firstly, thank you very much for the experience of allowing me backstage, yourself and Hazel Feldman. But incredible, because the Lifetime Achievement Award at the ladies went to someone behind the scenes. But
yes.
What we see on stage is nothing compared to what actually happens behind the scenes. And I want to acknowledge that, number one. And number two is that I want to just say, how diverse are you, sir, as a singer, a performer, your partner, a choreographer, a singer, a performer, heading up, directing. You know, I introduced him. I said, he's the director of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, the musical. And he said, I'm resident director for South Africa.
Mm.
My friend, you can walk anywhere on earth. Actually, that's how superb you are.
You should be my agent. I love it.
Anton, how important is behind the scenes?
Look, to be completely honest, I think they're completely underrated in terms of what people think. You know, it is so important to have a crew of people who are able to move a show along like this. It's a monster of a show. Mm. And, you know, us are the ones on stage who get all the glory, but really you have to hand it to the guys backstage. You know, people don't realize how many crew there are backstage and what exactly it takes to put a show like this together.
Yes.
And, you know, all kudos must go to them from the flying that happens to the bus, the automation to, you know, our stage manager who calls every single cue from a lighting cue to a fly cue to a sound cue. It is absolutely amazing what these guys do. And, you know, they never put in the spotlight. So I was delighted that you got to actually see, you know, what happens behind the scenes. I often say I wish the audience could, you know, have a seat backstage and just watch what happens behind the scenes. Because sometimes even more exciting.
Dawn, it was insanity.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we understand. But not when you see
and like
people
clockwork.
Fly. And the stage manager is literally counting the notes. And as she's going, called you. Boom, boom, boom. And
it is an
incredible experience. But
in a musical, the stage manager actually follows every single black and white note because often, you know, the cues come from a musical interlude or something that a band member is playing and not necessarily from a dialogue line. So, you know, that in itself is very interesting.
No, I think you've really, Alan and Anton, you've given me the heads up. Next year we are going to have another category, which will be for behind-the-scenes stars. And it'll be from anybody, from like a resident director to a stagehand. And we've got to do that. We've got to recognize that. It's a terribly important part of theater. And, thanks for that. So we started with Hackius, and now we're going on.
Anton, we've just got a new award.
A new award. To the ladies. Need another sponsor.
But things are getting more and more complicated as well. I mean, for Priscilla, you need like an air traffic controller to
stage. This particular floor.
It is. I do. I say that's like the cockpit.
You have never seen it. Please,
like our flight controller.
Follow us online after the show. I'll send you photos because you've never seen anything like this. This is quite insane. And I've done television live for many years, so trust me, I know this business.
And also, it's the pressure. You know, it's the pressure of making a call. You know, every little bit of safety is in her hands. You know, anything with live theatre, as we all know, it can go wrong or at any stage. And she needs to think so quick and make a decision, you know. So there's a lot of pressure on that person.
Anton, I want to just step aside for a second. Again, I want to say to people that a show like Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, needs to come to South Africa because it ups the game on so many levels. Annie. All of these shows, okay? But more importantly, because we can also take our people overseas because they can have those runs and have those opportunities.
You mean places like China and
Hong Kong to, or New Zealand, where our last show just came from, Joseph.
I mean, but you see, we don't want, I agree with everything you're saying, Alan, but it's the smaller, innovative, small budget, the pop art type stuff, you know, the market theatre type stuff that I think is equally important and that we're trying to build the audiences for. That's why what is so important are the theatre for young audiences. We've got to get the government, the Department of Education and the Department of Arts and Culture to bus in, to put it on their budgets to bring kids into the theatre.
In all the theatres.
And build new audiences.
The next generation
are important.
Anton, I'm going to leave you on this note. Firstly, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert is phenomenal. Secondly, thank you for taking me behind the scenes. It was superb. I will discuss it to the end of my life. But it was lovely to see you on stage singing at the Naledi Awards.
In Rent, yes.
From Rent.
The revival of Rent.
The revival.
Yeah.
With your partner, Dwayne Alexander, and a number. I mean, phenomenal. A lot of the people that pop up always.
I know.
Winners, and they're all standing on the stage.
I know.
It's incredible.
Hi, and embracing everybody. But I said to Anton and Dwayne, is Anton's husband, and I said, I'm not doing an Naledi without the two of you again. So next year, I'll give you the date, and you just rock up there.
Oh, that's very kind. Thank you. No, we had an absolutely great time, and Naledi was fantastic this year. And, you know, talk about diverse. It's just so amazing to see so many different kinds of acts and, you know, people and actors and all different genres. I mean, it's what it's all about. It's what it's all about.
You know, Alan, I'll quickly tell you this. When they were rehearsing the Rent, you know, the song, I was sitting in the front directing, and I had to move Anton because he was in the middle, and I had to move him to the end because he's got such a presence on stage, a big man, and he was so dominating. I had to move him to the end because I said, I can't take my eyes off you. Just go. Move him to the end so I can look at the other people too.
That's like a bookmark.
Like a bookmark is.
So thank you very much, and thank you for behind the scenes for Priscilla. I wanted to say, guys, it's on at the moment. Please don't miss it. It ends next week Sunday, and a lot of people will regret it.
Yes.
And for one reason, Dawn, that I bring this up is because I saw it twice in London. The first time I got a cheap seat. It cost me £108, and then the second time was £145 the second time I saw it. For $500.
Yeah.
Come on.
And every time our president does a speech, they get more expensive.
Yes. No, it's a great show, and you can't fault it in any way, not in any single way. And other shows as well, like West Side Story, and we've got Evita coming, and oh, gosh, there's so many.
It's exciting
time.
And of course, you were involved in Annie and Joseph, and
everything.
They're all there.
Everything.
But, Anton, the final question to you is the following.
Yes.
How incredible is it to be able to be so diverse that you sit there and you go, who do I root for? Is it Annie? Is it Joseph? Is it? I mean,
we went mad. We really did.
His dances and him and Dwayne do this workshop. By the way, we're going to do this in 2 weeks' time. Anton, I want you guys in studio because we're going to teach young people. Seriously, they've got to go to their workshops.
Yeah.
Because that's how you learn.
Yes. Well, that's what we've got to do. Yeah.
We've got to put people in workshops because this is what they need.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not the shoulda, woulda classes.
Yeah. That's right.
Absolutely.
We want the winners to give workshops. That's one of the things we want to do. I think the Department of Arts and Culture would like to see that as well.
Nice. We've got to start kicking some butt.
Exchange of expertise. You know, Des and I are supposedly called, what are we called? Living legends. And so we... don't know what that means. But we are giving masterclasses, and quite, that's what they're supposed to be doing with the Living Legends. And we did a wonderful one at the Market Theatre Lab, and it was great because, except that they kept coming in dribs and drabs because the lectures ended at different times. But this is the sort of thing we want people like Anton to do.
Which is superb. Sure. Anton Lillach, thank you very, very much, sir.
Such a pleasure. Thanks for having me on. We'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon. Yep, be good.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
Yeah. See you this time next year.
Yeah. Dawn, we're closing the show.
Oh, my goodness.
We want to thank everybody.
Oh, it was wonderful, as always.
Unfortunately, Ilse Klink, obviously, we tried to get Desmond Duba. They were all supposed to be on the line, but things happen.
Yes.
But most importantly, we thought that we'd do something. Let's see if we can pull this off. Come on.
What are we pulling off?
From Annie.
No. Can we just wing it?
Let's try. Let's
wing it.
Try. This is just for Dawn.
Sam, have you got a bad cold?
I'm recovering from a cold. Yes,
we've got to deal with it. That's
it's winter. It's part of the winter blues.
Sound great.
I love the way Alan
just
makes,
throws you into it.
He's got this energy. I mean, he's incorrigible.
Yeah, and he also says, go.
Now. Yes, just go. Do it.
The Department of Arts and Culture, Gold Reef City, thank you to Tsoho Sun. The Naledi Awards were superb. To all the winners, congratulate you. I congratulate you. So does Des, so does Dawn. So do all the many judges. And I want to tell you, it's a huge team effort. There are so many judges.
And look at my new board. Aren't they? They were a divine, wonderfully impressive board.
I mean, you've got so many.
One more page.
Wonderful.
There.
That's our new board. Brenda
very Carly,
I mean, you've got them all here. Yeah. Carmen LeGrain, Sela, as I said. They don't
look bored at all.
So many people.
And Welcome Swamy
is outstanding. Your chairman.
Yes, our chairman.
Wonderful. So we're going to do something from Annie?
Well, you and I, it's a kind of a conversational one.
I know we haven't got there yet.
Your clothes may be from YDE. They stand out a mile, but brother, you're never fully dressed without a smile. Who cares what they're wearing? From Cape Town to, I guess, Neisner today, probably fireproof clothes, sure. That went dark and heavy quick.
No, we have to really fix this because it's supposed to go,
That's the homework we have to do. Bless you, my darling.
Thank you so much.
Bless
and thank you,
you
yeah,
all.
To Tsoho-san, the Lyric, all the entertainers, the presenters, and the media.
I want to say the following to you. This is CliffCentral.com. To all the performers, may we honor you always because you make us smile no matter whether it rains or storms or whether the fire's blowing, because this is the Unview. The thin, the rich, and the exhaustingly fabulous. Good day.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
The Unview. The thin, the rich, and the fabulous on CliffCentral.com.